Right. Okay, welcome to One Good Question, our Friday episode. This one is a deep one, and came up with this one myself. But it's I think it's a pretty good question, and we're going to try to like be very succinct in our answers to this question, but we could probably have done a whole, you know, full episode on this sucker. So the question is this, like, what happens to your brain when you die? And the answer seems to be that in the minutes after you die, there is a ton of additional activity in your brain. There's like all this electrical stuff going on.
Yeah.
Connections get made that were not made before. Things start to move in tandem. It's this whole like crazy experience that's going on.
DMT, right?
Yeah, maybe.
No, I think so. DMT releases, I think, when you die.
Potentially, yeah. There's nothing about that in anything I've read so far.
Yeah.
So the question is, what would you like to be running through your head?
Oh, shit.
Damn.
When you die.
Like the, what do you see?
What would you want to see? Not food. What will you see?
Yeah, I mean, I think crazy. That, I'm pretty damn sure DMT releases when you die in humans, and it releases at other times in different animals, but that's why, that's like supposedly the bright light, because DMT is a hallucinogen.
Yeah.
And obviously, depending on your receptors and how much you release, shit, I want to see and feel nothing. That's my goal. My goal is blank.
Blank?
Yeah, I mean, if there's heaven, I'd love to see the gates. If there is not heaven, then I'd love to see no pain and no sadness.
So it's essentially like the end of The Sopranos?
I've never seen Sopranos, but yeah. Yeah, I
just goes like, to black.
Yeah, it just goes to black.
I'd rather see that than like see the demons I see every day or think about or whatever. Yeah, for sure.
Not the demons.
Damn. But you hope the end is good. And better than, I mean, whether you believe in Christianity or whatever you believe in,
you know,
the whole
thing
is that like where you suffer now to do good things later and like live this reality that's so up and down, so then you can come to peace or enlightenment or whatever later. So yeah, I hope it's bright lights to a gate or
what
darkness.
About a slight, like just a bunch of dogs?
Yeah, that is, so if the gates are there, I'm opening that gate and it's just fucking puppies everywhere. Yeah. It's just buffets and puppies.
And they're licking your face. Yeah.
Buffets and puffies, not buffets of puppies.
Biting we're not eating dogs. Maybe it's a vegan buffet. Maybe I turn vegan in the afterlife.
No, don't do that.
In the afterlife.
Then that means you're in hell.
But I might not have like taste. I might not have like taste buds or nothing. That's crazy you just said vegans belong in hell.
We have a McSorley.
Yeah, all our vegan fan base just lost them.
Yay.
You have to apologize to that very large ginger man later.
What you got, Abby? What's in your brains?
I agree. I don't have any religious beliefs or anything. I don't really want to see anything. I don't want to think anything. Some people could say, like, you want to see your best memories, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So, like, sure, but...
Yeah, people say your life flashes before your eyes.
Right. And maybe it's like the happiest moments before it fades to black. I don't know how realistic that is.
I don't either. Maybe we got to try DMT.
That's a great idea.
I mean, people do it.
And then we'll actually
right
die.
Before you leave.
Like, overdose. Hey, yo. Just kidding. But yeah, I don't know. What do you have, Jim?
I was going to hit Seabass first.
Okay.
Because I have
You go first. You go first.
I have a specific thing to say. Go.
Probably just my fondest memories. That's it.
Yeah. And then a final tear.
Nah,
straight face.
Pour out some tequila for the homie on the way out. For myself.
There you go. There we go. Mine's very specific because my whole life I heard the story about when my mom's dad died, which was before I was born. She was a teenager when he died. And on his deathbed, as he's dying, he's saying, it just keeps getting brighter and brighter. And they always thought that meant he was going to heaven. I seriously doubt that. Just because.
He never said what color.
Because of stories I heard.
He was racist.
Other stories I heard. but then when my mom died, she had been on oxygen because her lungs were being squeezed by fluid in her chest cavity. Anyway, so... You know, they eventually said you have to take that off because she's not going to survive anyway and we're just flogging her and whatever. So what she said is, she said, I see all my babies around me. And like the way she said it, it was ones that hadn't even been born yet.
What?
Yeah. Like grandkids? Or...
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, whoa.
Yes, because she did not have any grandkids at the point that she died. Yeah, she was kind of like, she saw kind of everything. And I don't know specifically exactly when I want to see, but I want it to be as good as that.
Yeah. I was thinking that, like, it doesn't have to be something that you have seen before already. It could be the answer to the universe or something. I want to see, like, what aliens look like when I die. You know, like, what do they look like? Yeah. What planet they're on?
Or who really shot Kennedy?
Yeah, exactly. Things like that. Just that man's face, like, okay, got it. You know, before
maybe
I go
he's there.
Like, all the answers.
But yeah, like, that is a deep one, what your mom saw.
I've heard similar things. I forgot who. Maybe it might have been one of my aunts or somebody. I've never been around someone passed away, but
they see like their
family has. Yeah, like family.
Yeah.
Yeah, or like the ones that passed before them, like their parents who had already passed or whatever.
Oh.
Or kind of waiting there or whatever.
It's an experience. I don't recommend it, but it's an experience for sure.
Yeah, I'm good.
Well, no, watching. Being around. Being there. Yeah. Being there.
Actually, I'll be in that room. I'll go, I don't want to see anything. I like it to be black, and I just want to hear. I want to hear what people
yeah,
say.
Like a sense.
Do you want the soundtrack of your of your memorial service?
Yes.
See what people say about you.
You do?
Yeah. I like hearing. I like listening.
Mm-hmm.
So I just want to see.
That's interesting for a video guy.
Yeah.
Maybe you're a
sound guy. Maybe I'm a sound guy.
Made to be a sound guy.
I don't know. I don't want to think about it.
You don't like thinking about death?
No. I don't love it.
I don't love it.
I like thinking about deep stuff.
I don't mind deep stuff, but death's...
Death is one of those deep things.
I know.
The ultimate deep.
I know, but it's coming regardless, whether I think about it or not.
Yeah. True.
Yeah, and that's why I don't care what happens after.
It's inevitable. Like,
but maybe, what if it's bad after?
Thanos.
What if it's bad after? Like, what am I going to do about it now?
You're the one that wants to think about it.
I know, but that...
I don't even want to think about it.
No, but I'm saying, like, it does... Like, I don't care to think about it, because even if it is bad, what am I going to do about it now? Like,
that's,
nothing.
That's why
so,
I don't want to think about it.
Because you can't do anything about it.
Yeah, different method, the same result.
Okay. Yeah,
because I don't know what the fuck's gonna happen.
I just hope nothing happens.
Some kook on the internet, and I don't know, maybe he's a smart guy, but he says if you live to whatever year, you know, 2040 or something, you'll be able to live like 200 years.
2040
or something like that.
Because of the technology.
Yeah, because we're gonna upload to the fucking internet.
But do you want to do that?
Yeah, we're gonna be Web 4. Our consciousness is Web 4.
I want to go.
That's what altered carbon is.
Altered carbon. Yeah, I think there are a number of things like that where you just don't die.
Altered carbon.
I want to die. I think.
Well, that's your range.
So. Just clip that real quick. He wants to die.
Jesus.
No, but they talk about, you know, where does your consciousness go?
Yeah.
You know, you
that's
leave
where I thought
your body
Jim was going.
And your soul. Yeah.
Well, you
said
what happens to your brain. I was going to ask. You explained it, but I was going to ask, like, your brain or your consciousness?
Your
soul or whatever, like, you believe in.
You some could people, be reborn.
Yeah, and some people don't believe you have one.
The very long article that I read yesterday about this, and because I'm looking at a very short one right now, this is a summary. Basically, some people think that it is a validation of the idea that your soul is a separate thing from your body.
Yeah, or your brain.
I want my soul to rest as well.
Yeah.
Let's just say rest instead of die.
Most of our, who at least we regard as a great philosopher or whatever, all think that is the case.
Yeah.
Right. So, and all most religions believe that's the case.
Yeah.
And then the science philosophers believe that's the case. So it's kind of hard to argue it's not.
What isn't
that? Well, because basically our brains are just like really good computers, right?
Yes.
And so some folks, I guess atheists mostly or whoever, would just believe you die, right?
Yeah.
And because your brain is just a machine that can't work any longer. And then most religions and most philosophers, I'm sure there's plenty that don't, believe that there's a spirit or there's something that's untangible also within that.
Your soul is a separate thing.
Yeah, spirit, soul.
Your consciousness or whatever is different from your
brain.
Because I think eventually, if there's a possibility to like live on forever, there's going to be some point, whether it's 150 years or 200 years later, like you're just going to be tired.
Yeah,
but
that's how it's depicted in TV.
Some people
shows
are already
and
tired at 99.
I'm tired at 35.
There you go.
Yeah,
Mike also wants to die.
Yeah. when and if all that comes about, then yeah, they're gonna have to make some type of exit strategy legal.
Okay, exit strategy.
Yeah, it is here, but I think they just made it easier here.
It's tough
in California.
I want to say it was my friend's mom that was one of the first ever.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Yeah, I get it. I totally understand. Yeah. If you're gonna, if you have
she was very sick.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
She was very sick.
Yeah, that's a whole other story.
Right.
Why don't we wrap this?
Yeah. Sign them off, Abby. Where can they find you?
Dead or alive at Instagram. Abby.Lou.
She might be taking clients. Hit her up if you guys want some coaching, powerlifting, strength, conditioning, whatever. Sebas, what you got?
On IG at Sebastian_Brambilla.
I'm Solomon Mike. Where you want to find me, man? 3SB.co for your clothing needs. 3rd Street Barbell, Sacramento, California. We'll catch you guys in the next one.
I am at the Jimmy D on all the social media. This show is 50% facts. Where percent is a word and 50 is just numbers. 50% facts. This is Breaker Prime Podcast in association with iHeartMedia on the Obscure Celebrity Network. And I got to pee. Yeah, I got to mess with you guys.